the reason Jim hits rock bottom. During the last year of middle school, cousin Jim will be sitting the highly selective high school entrance exams in several months in June. His parents, my uncle and aunt, are extremely worried because Jim sits at the very bottom of his class in most exams. Therefore, the day winter vacation started, my uncle asked me to go over and help Jim with his lessons. I agreed. The next morning, I arose early and got to their home before 8, only to find Jim was still in bed. I shook him awake, asking if he needed any breakfast. After mumbling a no, Jim rolled over and went back to sound sleep. It wasn't long before I heard him snoring gently there. A bit pissed off, I decided not to rouse him. I let him be. To kill time, I picked up a book and started reading. It was a long time before Jim finally got up. Then he searched everywhere in the house for food. I was a bit amused. I'd offered to get him a meal, but he had refused it. I teased him, "Jim, you could eat your own words." Jim retorted, "Chatting with you, can't feel my stomach." To be honest, Jim is a lively boy. His only problem is his grades. After he got a few bites, we sat down to work. I found that once work started, Jim sat there like a tree stump. One hour I saw him cover only 2 pages of his maths homework. His snail's pace puzzled me. To find out why, I put down my book and observed him working. It seemed that Jim's mind began to wander once work started. I pointed out his problem. My criticism didn't hurt him. Instead, Jim started to laugh out loud. I tried to stop him, but to no avail. The bigger my effort, the crazier his mirth. His hilarious laughter was simply unstoppable. Then he laid his hands on whatever he could play with, pens, pencils, toys, and cups. I became desperate. After lunch, so exhausted did I become that I took a nap in one of the bedrooms in the house. When I woke up, I found the room door locked from outside. I knocked on the door, but no one came to my rescue. It took me quite a while to finally locate the key in the room. When I eventually had the room reopened, I saw Jim lying on the sofa in the living room watching TV shows. I was completely beaten.